How the House Frame Rotted in Just 3 Years, Part 2. And what did the general contractor say in his defense? A few days ago, my brother and I were replacing the decking on the back porch of a house near downtown Houston. We thought it would be a simple 2-day project, but when we started removing the old boards, we discovered that the entire deck frame was completely rotten. It turned out that the prime beam mounted on the piles, the frame adjoining the deck, and even the crawl space were severely damaged because the entire deck structure was tightly sealed with plywood. On top of the plywood, roofing paper was laid and the deck boards were stapled to it without any additional waterproofing or proper crawl space ventilation. As a result, water started seeping through the plywood via holes and gaps, accumulating inside the frame. Due to the lack of ventilation, the moisture had nowhere to evaporate for 3 years, leading to severe rotting of the load-bearing elements. Because the deck was sinking, the house began to settle, causing cracks to appear on the walls. The next day, the general contractor showed up. He claimed that a guy named Mario was responsible for the deck installation. But if I were in the general contractor's place, I wouldn't trust Mario with the job next time, because it's not Mario who guarantees the structure, but the contractor himself. The general contractor promised to fix everything and properly waterproof the structure. As soon as he fulfills his promise, I'll record a video showing how the repairs were done and post it on my channel. So make sure to subscribe.